So I just recorded an entire episode and then I realized I hadn't turned my mic on. I don't know if I want to cry or punch something. Or if this was like a cosmic joke or... I don't know, maybe there's a... Oh god. Now something fell down from my desk. What's happening this morning? Okay, so... I just, like an hour ago now, I woke up from a nightmare and I wanted to make this episode about nightmares, like when it was still very relevant in my body and mind. But now it's like been an hour. I'll just repeat what I just said. Oh my god. So, I do believe nightmares are... it's like a function of the psyche to, it's like a detoxing something. Your subconscious is detoxing and processing and it has a function and we don't have to like do a lot of work to fix the nightmares. They're their own thing. It's its own process, if that makes sense. So if you remember the nightmare, then I think we remember it for a reason, like there's something it's asking us for. So I remembered the nightmare this morning, and it was about, I was like in school, I was like, we were on a trip, and I had that feeling that I always used to have while I was in narcissistic abuse, while I was still under that curse, that you're like working hard. You're working so hard and like every moment is a struggle. You're working so hard for acceptance, love, a basic human respect, just things that should be free, kind of. Things that should be easy and be given freely. Working hard to be liked, and there's this feeling in my chest and stomach, and I think it's grief. I think the nightmare is asking me to acknowledge and grieve over the fact that I had to work so damn hard every day of my childhood and teenage years and early 20s to gain some sort of fleeting acceptance that I would never get from my parents. To acknowledge and grieve the fact that every waking moment was such a struggle, was such hard work, and there were no breaks. Like even when I slept as a child and teenager, the sleep was very like light and fitful, full of nightmares, and it was like I slept with one eye open, ready for my mom to come barging into my room at any moment, being angry at some random thing, like guilting me about some random thing. She had like no respect for my privacy or need to relax or sleep. So she could like barge in and be like, I don't know, I always woke up to having done something wrong. So no matter when I got up, it was always too early or too late, and I was always using the bathroom at the wrong time. But there were no rules. I couldn't like find a pattern. I couldn't find out what she wanted. Like, when did you want me to wake up? When did you want me to use the bathroom? So like, you know how that is with a narcissist, because there is no answer. There are no rules. They just want you to feel shit. They want your reaction early in the morning. It's like a hit of heroin to them at 7 a.m. to stress you out and make you feel sad and angry or frustrated. They feel better when you feel worse. So, yeah, like from the moment I woke up, to the moment I fell asleep, there was very hard work for me. It was very hard work to survive, try to figure out how to make her happy, and also my father, of course, but it was more intense with my mother, and he was more like neglectful and distant. And yeah, but definitely a narcissist and a child abuser as well. But like this extremely hard work trying to not be in the way from morning to night. Excuse me. I've been talking for a long time now. And sorry, there's a bathroom renovation in my building, so yeah, I just jumped at the opportunity to record while they weren't drilling, but there might be some sounds in the background. I'm really sorry. But yeah, this nightmare was like feeling the exhaustion of my child self, my teenage self, and their loneliness and their grief. Just acknowledging it, and I can feel it like coming up from my chest as I say that. Like, I worked so friggin' hard to survive. I didn't have a childhood. It was only about survival, constant survival. And yeah, that was at home, but also in school. I wasn't well liked in elementary school and middle school, and like still to this day it's like puzzling as to why. I was kind and I was funny and I was smart, but yeah, it's sometimes it's not about you, it's about the other people. Like the narcissist, they create a scapegoat. They need to put others down to feel better about themselves. And I definitely feel like that happened in middle school as well, just more on a larger scale, which made it so confusing. Like, how can all 80 people be wrong about me? That's a really hard, you don't think that as like a child. Like, all of these people, they have like some family situation or something that makes them have the need to be abusive to others. You don't think that as a child. It's like, oh, there's something wrong with me and everyone can see it, and that's why they're treating me this way. But I don't know what it is, so I can't do anything about it, and no one will tell me. Yeah, that's kind of a bullying situation. Yeah. So I never want to have that feeling of working hard to be liked and shown a bare minimum of human decency and respect again. I only want to feel that when it's like processing the past. I will never do that again. So I just started a new class in film school. So it was very triggering at first because, yeah, lots of trauma in school. But I'm kind of glad I'm going through another school experience so I can heal all of those things and not be afraid of, yeah, not hindering my own education and stuff like that later in life. Like, I'm healing it now. So, but this class is luckily very healthy and just filled with unique, creative, confident people, and they're so funny, and yeah, just lots of people who are, they know who they are, they know what they like and what they want, and so they have no need to put others down because there's like an internal peace and happiness, which makes me happy, and I feel so safe in this environment, and I am liked just for being myself, and I'm not like trying. I'm like attracting friendships naturally, which is what I want for all of you as well. That feeling of not abandoning yourself, just trying to trust that if you are yourself, it is enough and people will gravitate towards you. So, but if the environment you're in isn't as healthy as this one. Don't, people, please. Don't try. Stick to the good ones if there are any. And yeah, reflect upon if this is a situation you want to be in for you. Like, is it like beneficial for your career? Or like, is it what you want? And is it for a limited amount of time? Then yeah, just get through it. Do it for you and build a loving home, loving friendships. You can always control your inner circle, and your inner circle can be independent of where you work or where you go to school, which means you'll be protected, kinda. Because if you have great friendships in your spare time, or a loving partner, or a cat, or a dog, or a guinea pig, then you will be loved. And it's like you have a shield up against you when you go into those toxic environments, because you know you're kind of grounded in your spare time. Sorry about the noise. This is really important. I have to say this. Then you know that it's easier to just go into those environments during the day, get your shit done, do whatever needs to be done for you. And then you can like see the good people in your spare time. Do not people please, because no amount of people pleasing will fix a toxic environment. A toxic environment can only be fixed if all the toxic people individually do the healing work. And that is very unlikely to happen, especially in like a short amount of time. And if they have that wake up moment in their life, many people don't, most people don't, then it won't happen at the same time, and there will be no collective difference in that environment. So do not people please, do not abandon yourself, but do stay there for you if it is useful for you in some way, for a limited amount of time, of course. And then yeah, move on to better things later. You can do it. But attract naturally. Don't abandon yourself to be liked. It's really scary to not go into people-pleasing mode with new people. But just try to be authentic and open and relaxed. Like, let people come to you. Make an effort, but don't let it get tip over into people-pleasing. If you know what I'm saying. Yes, it was so scary to do this with this new class, like just be myself and not like try hard and like, oh, please like me, and oh, I'll just, yeah, I'll, what do you want to talk about? Yeah, we'll talk about that. It was so scary to not do that, but I'm so glad I didn't, because yeah, like I see happy faces every day I go to school, and yeah, I have some friends, and it's great, it's great. So yeah, that was my, thanks for coming to my TED Talk, that was my inspirational speech of the day. Don't hate your nightmares, they're your nervous system and psyche's processing, and then the drilling is starting again, so I guess this episode is done for now. Best of luck to you, bye!